whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
The other day I was watching television with my 9-year-old and they had a commercial for bleach, and I don't know, somehow they made it look exciting. And she said, "Mommy, how come we don't buy that?" And I say, "Because that is toxic, my dear." And here to share more on how you can clean your home in a green way are the wonderful Lisa and Ron Barris. Hello there.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
Oh, my
goodness.
Welcome to Naturally
Savvy.
Thank you. We are happy to be here, and we are running there ready to get dish some dirty secrets with you guys on laundry. And you're right about that commercial. I mean, they have such a way of making us think these toxic chemicals are actually healthy for us, and it's so scary, you know, because they gloss it over, and you see the summer breeze and the mountain air, and you think everything's going to be, you know, healthy for you, and there are secrets lurking in your laundry. So I am going to start, and I'm going to list the 7 dirtiest secrets in laundry detergent.
Ooh.
We know that your skin is your largest organ, and it absorbs 60%+ of what goes on it. And we douse our, you know, clothing in laundry detergent, as well as our bedding that we sleep in every night. So it's really important what we're laundering our clothes with. So the first dirty secret is 1,4-dioxane. That sounds technical, but it's not. It's actually a petrochemical synthetic carcinogen. And there was independent studies done, and they went to find out which laundry detergents contain this chemical, and it turned out pretty much every leading brand of laundry detergent had it. And it's
wow.
The scariest part is it's not required to be listed on the ingredient label because it's a byproduct of the manufacturing process.
You took the question right out of my mouth, Lisa. I was going to say, can you actually see that? If it's even mandatory for these companies to even disclose what the ingredients are in their products, could we see it on the label? So thank you for clarifying that.
Yes, that's one of the ones that you don't find, and that one's one of the worst. It's linked to cancer, liver disease, and other serious health issues. Number 2, petroleum distillates or naphthas. These are respiratory irritants. They're linked to cancer, lung damage, inflammation, asthma. The next, number 3, would be phenols. These are linked to damage of the nervous system, the heart, the blood vessels. This is stuff that we're laundering our clothes with. Number 4, optical brighteners. These make the clothes, at least they trick our eye into thinking that the whites are whiter. They really actually don't make it whiter, but they use this blue element that makes our eye think it's whiter. And these are toxic to fish, and they can cause allergic reactions. Number 5,
so Lisa, is that
would
something
be
like bleach?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it's not bleach, and that's another one, but it's called an optical brightener. And what you find in natural detergents is they'll use cellulose-based optical brighteners instead. So that's a better way to go. And then the next one would be synthetic fragrance. I mean, I know that you've probably talked about this in every personal care product because it's in everything. The scary thing about that, of course, is manufacturers can hide behind their trade secrets when it comes to fragrance, so they don't have to list the hundreds of chemicals that can be hiding behind that one word. And that one's really scary because, of course, fragrances are linked to, you know, irritants of the eyes and lungs, and it can even be carcinogenic depending on what fragrances are used. And you know what else is really scary? They can label it fragrance-free and still have fragrances in there.
What?
Meaning,
really? How did they get away with that?
They get away with it because it's just a term and it's not regulated, so they can say, oh, we'll put more chemicals in to mask the odor of the other chemicals and call it fragrance-free. So it doesn't mean it's free of synthetic chemicals. And then lastly is non-phenyl ethoxylates, which are called NPEs. And these are surfactants that help, you know, penetrate the dirt and grime. But they belong to a group of hormone-disrupting chemicals called APEs, which are especially toxic to aquatic plants and animals. So when this all ends up back in our waterway, this is affecting, you know, the food chain and the full circle. So, you know, that's only 7 of them that we're going to cover today.
I was going to say, Lisa, so would a phthalate be classified as an NPE?
No. Phthalates are separate, and that is another contaminant as well. Phthalates are actually hidden in fragrances a lot of the time. to linger the, you know, they're in air fresheners, they're in personal care products, you know, they're all over our home. Those are endocrine disruptors as well, but not part of an NPE.
Okay.
Because there are a lot of different hormone-disrupting chemicals.
The good news is we have some tips for you guys right now on how to avoid all these toxic chemicals.
I was going to say, what do you guys do?
I'm just going to charge on forward here and share them with you. So if you want your laundry brighter and whiter, here's a DIY tip. Literally use a quarter cup of borax, or you can use a half cup of washing soda. You can get washing soda in any grocery store in the laundry aisle. So that's a real good healthy tip. Or you can actually add a quarter cup of lemon juice to any rinse cycle if you want that bleach alternative. You ladies mentioned bleach earlier. That's a great one. Another third DIY tip for you guys, too, is for an easy, like, non-toxic fabric softener. This is, I love this one. Add a quarter cup of white vinegar to the rinse cycle. You know, white distilled vinegar is just the king. It seems to do so many well things, and it continues there as, you know, being a fabric softener, too, in the laundry. But did you ladies want to hear how you can actually save upwards to $700 a year by just doing your laundry a different way?
Definitely.
Okay. Now that I have your attention, you know, the funny thing is, Lisa and I just discovered this fairly recently. There's an item that actually charges and oxidizes the water, and it literally, through this chemical process, comes in contact with water and soil, and it takes the stains away from your clothes. And this particular item is called Wash It. It's a $400 item, and we're actually giving it away right now on RonandLisa.com. There's a sweepstakes going on, and it is just amazing because it doesn't use harsh chemicals, and it's uber effective at washing clothes by not forcing you to use heated water, because ultimately you don't have to separate even your whites and your colors. And
it literally hooks up to any existing washing machine. So it's, you know, it can be used anywhere. It used to only be used in hotels and commercial spaces, and now it's available for residential use at really a fraction of the cost when you think about what you could save. So it's pretty phenomenal. We just found out about it. So
yeah, we were amazed by it. But then also, I wanted to give you guys, I know we're going through here on time, I wanted to give you guys some tips, too, on really how to handle those smelly laundry sheets. Have you ever walked by a lady, someone's home outside, and you can kind of tell they're doing laundry because
completely.
Of all the fragrance?
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
it's nauseating.
It's absolutely nauseating, and like
totally.
Maybe we're doing everything right in our home, but literally your neighbor might not be. But the reason what we're smelling, unfortunately, are there's been a study by researchers that said 25 different volatile organic chemicals are being off-gassed many times from the different scented laundry detergents and dryer sheets. So here's a real simple tip: use wool dryer balls. They not only soften your fabric, but they actually reduce the drying time because they separate your clothes.
Have you heard of those?
I have them. I have the Woolsies, right?
Good.
I have them.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Woolies. That's a great brand.
Woolies. Okay, there you go. Yeah, no, I do. I use them now, and I do love them. They're great.
Yeah, and a lot of people think the plastic. Don't do the plastic ones. Definitely get the wool. And, yeah,
that
you can reuse them. You don't have to have those highly synthetic dryer sheets that are loaded with chemicals. You don't need to be using those ever again, anyone listening.
And then finally, here's
everybody.
A bonus tip, too. If you guys want to save money and actually, you know, drying your clothes, literally, if you
hang dry your clothing. We have about 10 seconds.
Okay, hang dry your clothing, save $40 a year. You can only hang dry half your clothes,
that
and that would be effective.
That's a great tip. Guys, Lisa, Ron, what's great
Aren't
tips?
Awesome?
Thank you. And thank you for saving us money.
The best part.
That is the best part. Well, if you want to learn more about Ron and Lisa, and also go on their website to get that, I guess they're giving away that Wash It to enter to win, you can visit ronandlisa.com. You can also follow them at Twitter at Ron and Lisa. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and stay well.